We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And here he is, John Heyman. John, how are you, sir?
John, you got your Final Four ready? Oh, by before you do that, John, I forgot the back. We are coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses only at my favorite store, of course. ShopRite. You got your Final Four, John?
I do, but I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are.
Yeah,
I like that.
I was invited into the pool that the Twins writers do every year.
Okay.
And it's no wonder they invited me. It's just a donation. I
yes.
finished last
yes.
all three times that I did it.
Yes, I donate every year as well.
So this time I let my wife do the picking. And so I don't remember what she picked. But I looked at it.
Right.
It looked like she had Duke winning it, so I can't argue with that.
No.
They have the only player that I've heard of on any of these teams.
Who, Cam Reddish?
I don't know who that is. But she knew it. She heard of two players, so I figured I could do better with her picking than me. Because I think Marquette's in there. She went to Marquette.
Oh.
They have a pretty good player.
That's a surprise.
Yes, they
heard of
Howard.
That player.
Marcus Howard.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no Northwestern this year, John.
That's shocking. I know.
But there is Northeastern.
Yes, that's true.
There is that.
Northeastern is not Northwestern.
No. No, that is true.
Not at all.
I'm aware.
They were in 2 years ago, so that was good. I asked for once in a lifetime, and they gave it to me.
There
so
you go.
There we go. I'm satisfied with that. My wife picked Duke. I'm going to go with Villanova. They seem to win a lot.
Wow.
That's
Villanova.
If they won it this year, that would be a huge upset.
That'd be incredible.
That would be.
Would it? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Go for it.
Why not?
John? It's not that crazy. A few years ago, Kentucky and UConn, now UConn's falling on hard times,
right.
But UConn and Kentucky were both like 6 and 7 seeds or 7 and 8
UConn
seeds.
UConn won it. That was,
Kevin
Ollie's team, right?
Yeah.
So, we were in Dallas for that.
And that reminds me of a big name school, not a big time seed, yet going on a big Final Four run.
So you never know.
Exactly. Exactly. They had an upset victory in the NCAAs at some point, didn't they? Like maybe in the 80s?
1985, yes. Years ago. But they've also won two of the last three championships, as you know. I'm sure you're aware of
that. Oh, well, you're helping me with my research now.
No, right.
Okay.
There you go.
That year, by the way, in 2014, UConn was a 7, Kentucky was an 8.
Yeah.
Think about that.
So there you go.
Yeah, yep. You're not going that crazy.
Nope.
John, let's start with Greg Bird.
Unbelievable.
Right? We get it. The Yankees have had a lot of injuries. It's been a very MetLife spring training. But Greg Bird is the guy that when you hear him getting hurt, I think your reaction is, when is enough enough? Now, he hasn't been diagnosed with anything. He's going for an MRI. I guess it's possible the MRI comes out clean and he's playing on opening day if they elect to play him on opening day. But how about Greg Bird now suffering an injury?
Well, I always have sympathy for people who are in pain, so I don't want to say anything until we hear what the diagnosis is. And we talked about this weeks ago, and I think we all agreed that Voit should be the first baseman. Right?
Yes.
I did see Bird hit a beautiful home run a couple of days ago in Tampa. Gorgeous. He's got that beautiful swing. But, the beautiful swing doesn't necessarily translate to production. Voit was fantastic last year at the end. He should be the first baseman. They could both be on the team if the other fellow's healthy, but Voit earned it in my mind.
And by the way, Boone is downplaying it big time, saying he could have played today.
Oh, really?
But they're opting, for the rest.
Because precautionary.
Yeah, it's precautionary, which it could turn out to
that?
Be. That's the manager of the Yankees, Aaron Boone.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with him. Yeah, okay.
Mm. But we'll see.
Yeah.
As we say with any injury, we'll find out. We'll see
right.
if it's
I
no
think,
big deal.
As I recall, I think Jacoby Ellsbury was day-to-day, and that was, 7, 8 years ago? So, you can always be optimistic, right? Look on the bright side. He's a glass-half-full kind of guy.
But you know what, John?
You, Greg Bird has a history of injuries.
He's hurt every year.
Slow healing.
The bright side is what you just said. The bright side is, I think all three of us agree, the first baseman for the New York Yankees should be Luke Voit anyway. That's the bright side.
And right. Both are healthy. Luke Voit earned it last year. He was fantastic last year. Greg Bird was terrible last year, and that's enough for me. You know, the games, when the games counted, Voit was amazing. So he should be the first baseman.
Were you in Japan? You didn't go to Japan for these two, these Oakland-Seattle games,
right? I did
not.
I know there's a lot of interest in that Oakland-Seattle series. I don't think anybody knew that it was going on. I accidentally woke up at 4 o'clock.
But you didn't know? No, come on, you had to know.
It hit me as I was reading Twitter at 4 in the morning that the season was about to begin. So, yes, then I watched it. The teams both have no pitching in my mind. Oakland miraculously won, 96 games last year. You look at the opening day starters, those teams in the West, we got Trevor Cahill, Marco Gonzalez, Lance Lynn, and as I'm leaving out, Oakland's was Fires.
Yeah,
so
that's four out of the
five opening day starters. Of course, Houston has Verlander, a little bit of an edge there. A
little bit.
So you don't think you think the A's are done now that they're 0-2? Would you say they're finished now?
I think the Mariners are going to be like the Orioles of last year, even though they're 2-0.
You got them winning like 50 games, 60 games? That's it?
I think they've won most of their games so far.
Wow.
I don't see it. They have a lot of one-dimensional players, and, you know, they're playing for the future. So, you know, it's nice that they're good when they play in Asia, but when they get back here, I think they're going to be drowned.
What did you think of the whole Ichiro thing? Because when the Mets gave David Wright a day, basically, it was the second to last game of the year. It was two teams out or out of it. The game didn't matter.
Should have played more in that game, too. But.
Yes. He definitely should have, and that game went extra innings as well.
Yep.
The Mariners literally bring Ichiro back to play two regular season games and then retire. It sort of feels like a farce, John.
Yeah, it didn't bother me because they didn't need my analysis to know that they stink. So
they
have no chance to win.
Right.
So in that scenario, I have no problem with honoring an all-time great. And, you know, it was a little weird when it took him out in the fourth inning. And I guess they were expecting applause, but I think the fans were upset that he was leaving the game. They didn't even respond. But, you know, the guy's an all-time great. He's a Hall of Famer. It doesn't bother me. They have no chance this year, and they know that. They're in that group with teams with no chance, unfortunately.
Well, if you missed it today, he played eight innings. He actually had a chance to get the game-winning hit in the top of the eighth inning, grounded out. It was an infield, almost an infield hit, but he didn't beat it out. Then they sent the Mariners onto the field and then had him come off the field. And it was emotional moment where he got
today
a standing ovation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, today he did good.
Today
okay,
they did
well,
that.
He deserves it. He's earned it. And that's all fine. And they're 2-0, and they got him his emotional moment. And they're, you know, on their way to 50 and 112.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Rough.
Boy, oh, boy.
Rough,
I'm sorry.
John.
They're not my cup of tea this year.
I understand.
I understand. I get the idea that they've pulled back. They didn't think they could compete with Houston, and they're right about that. So, you know, I don't blame them, but it's going to be a long year there.
Mm. So we're a week away from the designated deadline for DeGrom to sign his contract before the season starts. Is there any shot that's going to happen?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
An impetus for both teams, both sides have a great reason to want to get this done. I mean, DeGrom he's going to make $17 million this year, but has not made the huge bucks considering he's about 30 years old and is probably the best pitcher in the game. And so he's going to want to get this done. And I think that the pressure's on the Mets to sign the best pitcher in the game to an extension. And it will be reasonable because of the fact that he's a little bit older and he's still 2 years away. When I say reasonable, I mean, it still should be $30 million a year, but in terms of the length of it should be reasonable. So no reason not to get it done. If it doesn't get done, you know, I think we'll have to point the finger at the Mets at that point.
He's gone.
Yep.
No, he'll leave if they don't get it done.
2 years from now, he's gone as a free agent or they trade him.
Oh, well, 2 years,
tomorrow.
All
right, well, you know, Brody said that if they didn't sign him, they should trade him.
Well, we'll see.
He was, That's when he was the agent, though. So yeah. I don't think he thinks anymore.
He also, as an agent, was talking about having a walkout of spring training. Remember that? He did that, too, when
he
was an agent.
Well, you know, when someone's roles change, they have a different opinion.
John.
He's not walking out. They're gonna win this year. That's what they tell us.
All right, we'll see. We've seen a lot of extensions over the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's almost a daily occurrence. Alex Bregman got one with the Houston Astros. Obviously, Mike Trout got all the attention. But how about, and I find this one fascinating, one of the biggest and best prospects in baseball is Eloy Jimenez. He's the third-ranked prospect according to Baseball America. Didn't have a big spring training, but we knew he wasn't making the team because of service time issues. The White Sox have locked up Eloy to, I think it's a 6-year deal within two team options, which could look like one of the smartest things ever if he hits, and he hit in the minor leagues last year, or it could look incredibly stupid if he's basically horrible. What did you think of that decision the White Sox made to lock up a guy that has not played a game in the major leagues yet?
Right. Well, you're absolutely right. It could go one of two ways, and they're pretty confident it's going to go the positive way, and he is the third best prospect in the game. People think he's going to be a fantastic hitter. And, you know, I give the White Sox credit on a couple of things here. They didn't do the service time manipulation. They didn't do it with Kopech, the pitcher, either, and got burned now because he's now going to have a year and a half service time with no contribution to the team. But, again, they didn't do the manipulation here. They may have used it kind of as leverage to get the deal done, but I give them credit, and I think it's reasonable. I don't blame him for taking it. He hasn't played a game. You don't know what's going to happen. It could end up being a bargain, and more likely than not, it will be a bargain. I think this is the direction they need to go. They're rebuilding. I frankly didn't really get the Machado run, and the reality of it is that after the Machado run, very quietly, they offered Harper even more money. I don't even think that's been out there yet, but I didn't think either one of them was necessarily a great idea for a team on the rebuild, though.
All right, so
I think this is a better thing for them.
What did they? How far did they go with Bryce?
I think they offered him more than they offered Machado.
Did they offer him more than the Phillies?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Phillies had the high offer. The Phillies had the high one. They were at 330. Giants were at 310. I think the White Sox were similar with the vesting options, would have been in that 330, maybe even higher range, but with vesting, not guaranteed deal. So he was good with the Phillies. I mean, they got a chance to win. It's a good ballpark for him. San Francisco didn't have the ballpark. I think San Diego wasn't the big state that he was looking at. And the Dodgers, you know, I hear people criticizing, why didn't he play it for the Dodgers? The Dodgers, I don't think, made an official offer, but they were headed toward 4 for $160, maybe $170, or even $180. But to leave $150 million on the table, I don't think too many people would do that. So I think it's a predictable outcome that he took the biggest contract, as did Machado. That's what they do.
So next week, of course, opening day. So with the Mets situation at first base, do Alonso and Smith both make the team, or do you see one of them making the team? They both had very, very good springs. How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, you know, they say that it's possible they could both play the team, but both be on the team because Smith plays some outfield.
Right,
I'm not
right.
sure they need another corner outfield.
No.
So, you know, I think
they could if McNeil is playing third base.
Well, that's true. Yeah, because with the injuries. So.
Yeah, McNeil should be playing third base. But, I still don't see a great need for a corner outfielder. But they say they both could make the team. So they both had great springs. They said they're going to take their best 25. I'm going to assume they think they're part of the best 25. So I think they both make the team.
Well, Brody's putting himself out there because if Alonso doesn't make the team at this point, he's going to come across as being not very truthful about the subject, no?
Yeah, that's why I think he's going to make it. I don't find Brody to be untruthful.
We're going to find out.
We'll find out, right.
Do you think, in your opinion, that's a smart move? I mean, they are giving up a year of service time. I think it sends a great message. I think that's a positive. But what's your stand on it?
This is New York. This is New York. We're above the service time manipulation in New York.
It is the Mets, though. I mean, hold on. It is the Mets.
Well, okay, but let's give them credit. We rip them when they're cheap.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah, so let's give them credit.
And everybody else does it, too. It's not just the Mets. Everybody does that with the service time.
Right, except, the White Sox signed up Jimenez, so that doesn't really count as manipulation. They may have used it as a leverage against him, but Kopech they called up, so give the White Sox credit. And, I don't know that the Yankees have been caught with service time manipulation. I think they're above
Didn't
that.
They do that last year with Glaber? Am I remembering incorrectly? Yeah. Didn't they do that last year with Glaber?
My memory is, wasn't he still coming back from the Tommy John?
Well, that's the – John, that's what you can say. You can say a lot of things. Pete Alonso needs to work on his defense. I mean, you could. Chris Bryant needs to do it some more in the minors. I mean, you could come up with anything you want. The Yankees will never admit it. Do you think they manipulated it last year?
I think Bryant was manipulation. I'm not convinced that Torres was.
Okay. He went to AAA. Bryant's
a superstar. It's easier. It behooves the team more to do that for a potential superstar. I don't think it's really necessary for. I think Alonso maybe, the way he's hitting, he may be great, but I don't think he's a slam dunk like Bryant is. So I don't even see the point of manipulating it. Really, I think it's not worth it.
Well, if you're saying, and you're an organization, and the Cubs should be one of them, who say, look, if the guy's a great player, we're going to lock him up long term anyway, then it shouldn't matter. I mean, if you're the Mets and you act like a big market team, you'd say, yeah, Alonso's going to make the team, and if he turns out to be a superstar and he's a free agent a year earlier, well, we'll make sure he's not a free agent a year earlier. We'll lock him up the way the Astros just did with a guy like Alex Bregman. I think you have to have that attitude.
Alex Bregman is a proven superstar at the major league level. Eloy Jimenez, as you said, could go one of two ways. Alonso was the same thing as Eloy, even more so. I think more of a gamble. Eloy is.
No, I'm not saying lock him up now. I'm saying 2 years from now you can start to begin that process. Yeah, I wouldn't do that now. I would do it now with a few guys on this roster. I would do it now with Noah Syndergaard. And you know what? I'd do it now with Michael Conforto. I'd buy in. I'd say, you know what? I'm going to take the risk. He's going to stay healthy, and I would try to do it. But I don't know if Scott Boras will be up for that.
Your evaluation is obviously a positive one. He had a big finish last year. He certainly got talent. To me, I would do it with Syndergaard. I wouldn't do it with a guy who's not proven. It's not worth it to me.
Is it worth it? He's not doing it anyway. He's not doing it. Okay, that's my point.
I've heard there have been stories that he's open to it. Well, sure, anybody's open to it, but he's not doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you opening day? You at Yankee Stadium next week?
I may be at the biggest game of them all on opening day. I don't know if you realize what the biggest game is, but it's the Marlins-Rockies.
Of course.
That's huge.
Stupid me.
Well, are you serious?
Well, he's going to stay in Florida.
Oh, because it's in Miami.
Well, no, I have to go by my schedule. I am coming up for MLB Network on April 1st, but... I have a bar mitzvah in Florida.
I got an answer for you, and I'm going to take all biases aside. I'm looking at strictly pitching, okay, just strictly pitching. You have Justin Verlander against Blake Snell, the last two Cy Young Award winners.
And then you've got
Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer. Those would be the two games I would circle. And I'm taking my fanhood and putting it away right now and saying those would be the most appealing games.
That's even better than the Rockies Marlins. I agree. I think these are the first two times this has happened in decades where the Cy Young winner and the second place finisher matched up, and we have it in both leagues. So I'm glad you pointed that out. That is huge. And
that's what I meant to say. I think I said the last two Cy Young Award winners, but they may be. Didn't Max win last year and Verlander win last year? Am I forgetting incorrectly?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's right. Verlander, too. Yeah.
Did he win last
year? Verlander finished second. Scherzer finished second.
The
year before.
I'm talking about 2017. We need Allen and Queens to confirm it. Let me see if I can find it.
Now you're testing my memory.
I think so, but I could be wrong. But
Scherzer
I'll look it up.
Scherzer did win the year before, but Verlander did not win the Cy Young the year before.
Yeah, I don't think he did win it.
Yeah, you're right.
Who was it?
No, there was one time where he came close, and he kind of should have won, except the two guys at Tampa mailed their ballot in during the season.
Kluber won.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, my
fault.
Right. So it's half right.
You remember Mrs. Verlander wasn't too happy about that, and I really can't blame her. I actually talked to Verlander, and he's still upset about it. He won't say anything publicly, but it still sticks in his craw. He's not too happy with that. Yeah. I don't really blame
it's
him.
It's very close. I'm looking at those numbers that year. It's very close. I mean, what are we talking about?
I think Verlander was the best starter that year. The case could be made that Zach Britton deserved
it. Oh, my God. Britton's numbers are ridiculous. Yeah. It's out of the bullpen, but yeah.
Great record. But if you really look at the numbers, Verlander was slightly better than both the pitchers. Was it Porcello?
It was Porcello and Kluber, and I'd agree. I can't complain about any of the results, but it is microscopic between Porcello, Verlander, and Kluber, and would probably come down to what stats you care about the most.
I think it was clear, though. I think it was very close, but pretty clear.
I don't know. I can't say that. I mean, what stats do you care about for pitching?
Definitely the ERA.
Okay, ERA Verlander has. He's 3.04, Porcello's 3.15, and Kluber's 3.14. So very close. Verlander made the most starts. Verlander threw the most innings by 4 2/3 with an extra start over Porcello.
What about strikeouts?
Strikeouts, he beats him by a good margin. 2.54 for Verlander.
There you go.
Did you get the innings in yet?
As I said, it was clear.
Yeah. I don't think that's clear.
You know, I do care about wins, but nevertheless.
I'll give you, wins isn't going to help Verlander because Porcello won 22, Kluber 18, Verlander 16. Mm. Complete games, Kluber and Porcello had 3, Verlander had 2. Whip.
I wouldn't go by that.
No.
Okay, then don't go by that, but it's very close is my point. This is very close.
That was 2 years ago you're talking about.
Yeah, 2 years
close,
ago. No, more than that. It was like 4 years ago. It's when Kate Upton was all ticked off.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was going to say.
It was 2016,
right.
So it was 3 years ago.
It wasn't the year he wound up in Houston.
No.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to side with Kate Upton. It was pretty clear to me that
No. Kate Upton says he got blanked. I'm the only one allowed to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's
now,
the
that's
comment.
A little extreme,
yeah.
John.
Yeah.
He didn't get blanked. He didn't get blanked. I'm sorry.
You know, I do think that's accurate.
It was close. We just went through it.
Do you disagree? She is the only one who's allowed to do that.
Well.
I would agree with that.
You know what, John? I think I'm abstaining from that
me
one.
Me too. I'm abstaining.
I'm staying out of that. You know what I want to ask you? I got to ask you this, though, John. Are you going to London for the big Yankee-Red Sox series?
I'm not a big planner, so I'm not sure.
Not a big planner.
I don't
Well, you plan to go see Colorado and Miami.
Yeah, I just looked this morning at that and went with that because I figured you guys would ask me. Otherwise, I wouldn't know until the 27th probably.
All right.
It's very difficult.
I probably won't go.
Will you be at Met opening day a week from next Thursday? Will you
what
be
day
at
is
Met
that?
Opening? That's the week after the Yankees.
Thursday, April 4th.
There's a possibility. I am an MLB Network, the first and second.
Yes.
So you should come there.
Yes, we will be there. Yes.
Believe it or not, for the first time in years, we're going to be there.
Yes.
They're letting us do a show for
them. They didn't want you before, huh?
They're
back on our air. You know, back on CBS here now.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys are big Mets supporters.
Yes. One thing you should know, John, okay, this certainly goes for me. The teams I root for basically hate me. Because, no, I mean it. You think the Jets like me over there? Are you kidding me? Come on.
I think the Mets were on good terms with now. I got
you think
the impression.
So? Even the Wilpons?
Yeah. Well, no. I didn't say the Wilpons.
Oh, well.
But I think, like, the PR department, I think they like us right now. Yeah. Now, right now they do. Yeah. I don't know how things are going
to
change.
Yeah.
I think the Knicks hate you.
The Knicks hate me, and I think the Jets hate me, too. I mean, I think they do.
Even now?
Well, yeah, even now.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, the PR department, their job is to be nice to everybody, so I wouldn't go by that.
Yeah. You know? Well, they're not that great to me.
All right. John,
not that great. Well, that would be clear then. If the PR people,
in the past we've had issues.
Yes,
like
John, we got to run, but it's always great talking to you,
John. Okay. All the love, John.
And
all the love.
Yes, and I would point out that every time you campaign for somebody for the Mets, he either ends up with the Yankees or the Yankees pursue him.
That's true. Like Gio Gonzalez. Yes. Very good point.
All right, John. I'm gonna give you a promo now, John. Is that all right?
You're gonna give me what?
Your promo.
Promo? Oh, right now?
Yeah, the John Heyman Report is brought to you by Sport Clips. Well, it is, but better late than never. The John Heyman Report brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy, and of course, it's phenomenal to be John Heyman.
Thank you, John.
See you, John.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.